Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. As I've been observing goings-on this time of year, I suddenly came to realize another anniversary of scribing Gunflint happenings has come and gone. It seems unimaginable I'm entering year 18 of this weekly sharing of news and views, and it's been a great run. This being said, I'm trucking on looking for more to share of Upper Gunflint Trail happenings on this great community radio resource. It's no surprise this autumnal adventure likens to the nickname of fall. Fall is an understatement as I observe the natural world in the Wildersmith neighborhood since we last met. Routines of September are literally falling in showery gusts, and we're just days into the official season. Leaves that were sparkling in varying hues just 7 days ago are falling by my windows as if they were flakes of December. In concert, yearling needles have disembarked from high in the white pines, blanketing the earth like the first skiff of snow, and scraggly fronds from the white cedar forests are stacking on rooftop edges like February ice dams. As this time of colorful excitement reigns over the woods, the medium of earthly texture is also one to behold. The next edition is layering up on thousands of previous applications. From a mixture of leafy roadside windrows to the velvety soft carpet of tawny coniferous needles, ground level has its cushy allure that is easily overlooked with all eyes focused in the treetops. Oh, how we love this time of year! Meanwhile, the weather outside has been less than frightful. A string of Indian summer days cheered folks up after a series of endless, dank segments prevailed for weeks in August and earlier in our month 9. A couple days even turned sticky for the moose and me, but temps have cooled down some along the mile of pine as we prepare to open October for business. An unusual critter happening was reported just days ago. Whereas housing is an ongoing concern for all beings of creation, one residential resource recently became a multiple-use unit over on Hungry Jack Lake. It seems a loon nesting platform, which had been vacated by its intended inhabitants, apparently drew the attention of an inquisitive rodent engineer. Lakeside residents were surprised last week to see a beaver had climbed aboard this floating real estate and found it to meet requirements for a little R&R. The warm sun was quite inviting as the animal spent time rearranging the digs so it could take a snooze. Guess it spent considerable time enjoying a stopover at this mini-island resort. The flat-tailed critter found this special place so nice it made a return visit again this past Tuesday. Confirmation of this event can be found on my website column at wtip.org and scrolling down on the Community Voices menu. Another mysterious event took place right here at Wildersmith. The beginning of this Northwoods episode dates back to America's birthday. Two small decorator flags were put out for the observance of July 4th. The flag sticks were stuck into flower planters where all was beautiful and patriotic for several days. Little attention was paid to red, white, and blue until a couple weeks later when one flag came up missing. Living many miles off the beaten path, this seemed odd, as there are seldom any human visitors down this way who might have had a hand in this larcenous incident, and why would the culprit take a flag? Several searches were conducted around the yard, but to no avail, and eventually called off. Then, just a week or so ago, the tip of some colorful material was found to be peeking out from a needled patch down towards the lake. Close examination uncovered the missing banner. Except for being a bit faded, it was intact with the support stick. Happy days were here again, and it was replaced from where it had disappeared. The oddity of this activity was soon to be repeated. 2 days after being put back in place, it was gone again. The search resumed, and it did not take long before the missing was found once more. Now the mystery remains as to who is behind these events. Suspected repeat offenders include a squirrel, a crow, a raven, or possibly a blue jay, all of whom have been hanging out at various times of late. Imagine the scene with any one of my suspects taking off with Old Glory in a beak, talons, or teeth. Seems crazy. Perhaps a critter cam is likely to be the next step in closing this wilderness investigation. One more note from the wild neighborhood. It's blaze orange time. The quest for grouse and bear is in full swing. Be seen and be safe when trekking in the woods. And speaking of hunting bears, keep in mind bears are hunting too. They're trying to pack on the pounds, so avoid possible conflicts by not tempting them through careless human behavior. In the meantime, for WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great and mysterious things can happen.